The following ShishMed podcast is a production of DrPodcasting.com.
This is a special podcast produced on-site at ShishMed Connections 2019 annual conference in Nashville as we talked with keynote speakers and session leaders direct from the show floor.
Very happy to have with us Chris Bevelo, Executive Vice President of Revive Health. He is also the author of the popular Joe Public series of books as he calls for healthcare marketers to embrace the rapid change in marketing and adopt to new and emerging digital technology to transform their marketing. Chris, so great to talk with you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
A lot of fun here at ShishMed Connections 2019. So, Chris, in your latest book, Joe Public 3, The End of Hospital Marketing, you outlined the new best practices in hospital and health system marketing. So where are we at in this transformation? Has healthcare marketing caught up with other industries?
Well, I would say yes. The premise of the book is that we have caught up, but the kind of caveat is a lot of us still have a ways to go. So there are definitely certain systems, leaders in our field that have caught up, in some cases surpassed what we see from a marketing and branding standpoint from other industries, which is our comparison point. But still plenty of room to grow, plenty of room to move for a lot of the systems out there. The book hopefully kind of provides that pathway of, okay, here's where you need to be pointed to make that shift.
Right. Okay, so when you say there are ways to go, room to grow, what are those areas that you see that we need to get better at?
Sure. So the one trend in there that I think is the most important is the adoption of data-driven marketing. And we still have a long ways to go in our industry to really understand the data that we have available to us. How do we capitalize on that? How do we best leverage it? Again, you see some of the leaders out there really doing some great things with it, but we're still so much opportunity to leverage data in all the kinds of ways that we want to. And it's tricky in our field, obviously, sensitivities to privatization or privacy for consumers and patients, and healthcare privacy and all of that, but lots of opportunity to grow in that area.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of growing, what are some of the emerging trends that you see happening as well in the healthcare marketing industry?
Sure. So, data-driven marketing is probably the biggest one. The one that I would tell people, if there's a singular thing that you should be grabbing hold to, it's that. Another one that we get really excited about is folks really trying to embrace branding at a different level. Hospitals and health systems have traditionally, pursued branding that's very promotional in nature, very much about themselves, which makes sense, you would think. But sophisticated brands actually build their brands from the consumer backwards. And that comes all the way down to the brand campaigns they roll out that are very much about the audience that they're trying to target and not about themselves. They try to find something that connects the two. Very difficult for our folks to get there, so you don't see it very often, but that is an emerging trend that we're really excited to see continue.
Really, focusing on the consumer and not on ourselves. And I think you mentioned in your books even, how many times have we seen a hospital website, we're number one in this, or
that's right,
we're the best at this. We're really not talking directly to the potential consumer and helping them solve their problems that they're coming to us for.
That's right.
So in your latest book, you also shared what leaders at winning organizations have in common that helps them drive greater success. So what do these great leaders in these organizations, what do they all have in common?
Sure. So I'll talk about one trait. There was a number of traits, but I could go on this one, and I won't. I'll encourage people to read the book, which you can get for free. So I'm not trying to sell anything here. But really, the essence of this trait is the idea that they are first movers. So they don't have a fear of going out and doing something when there's not a whole crowd of people doing it as well. So we're talking about the people that first put physician reviews and ratings online as an example, or who have gone out there with these kind of brand campaigns that I'm talking about. Folks that are kind of eschewing service line marketing in the traditional sense or promotional sense and moving to top of the funnel marketing. These are things that are very new to our industry, and the leaders are the ones that figure out this is the right thing based on data, based on an understanding of marketing in their audiences, and they go out and do it despite the fact that nobody else is doing it. And that's really difficult in this field,
right?
Because we are really, really oriented to benchmarking and what everybody else is doing. So that's a trait that I think really jumps out.
So don't be afraid to be a first mover.
Absolutely.
So on the ShishMed podcast, we like to dig into a lot of how to. Is there one thing we all should be paying attention to? Do you think maybe we lack in the industry? If there's one thing, because you work with so many organizations, you're like, gosh, this one thing I wish everybody would do would instantly help elevate our healthcare marketing.
Well, there's probably not any one thing that you could instantly do.
Right.
I wish there was. But if there was one thing, there could be a lot of one things, but the one thing that I think typically holds us back is a misunderstanding of the value that we could potentially bring from leadership. So this has been around as long as I've been in this field, which is about 20 years now. Very hard problem to solve, but if you can go back and sit down and think about, where is my leader? So for most of these folks, I'm talking about the CEO, might be chief strategy officer, but the leader of the organization, where are they at with their understanding of marketing and branding? And what is the gap between what they think and what the reality is? Mm-hmm. And what can I do to start bridging that gap? And the way we talk about it is that's a long-term kind of strategy. It's not going to happen overnight, certainly not going to happen instantly. But even recognizing that gap and setting it as a primary objective for yourself is something you can do immediately. You can sit down and really have an honest kind of clear-eyed assessment of that gap, and then figure out, okay, what am I going to do over the next year, maybe longer, to close that gap? Because the sooner you close that gap, the more you're going to be able to do the things that work and the things you want to do.
Right. So if you want to be a first mover, but your CEO isn't, you've got to bridge that gap and you've got to get there where that CEO understands what you want to do.
Absolutely. That's perfect. Absolutely right.
Perfect. Chris Bevelo, Executive Vice President of Revive Health. Thanks for stopping by today.
Great to be here. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And if you were unable to attend ShishMed Connections 2019, you can access the session recordings by purchasing the virtual conference. Just visit shishmed.org/virtualconference. And please join us at next year's conference, September 13th through the 16th, 2020, at the Hyatt Regency in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And to access our full podcast library for other topics of interest to you, visit shishmed.org/podcasts. This is the ShishMed Podcast, rapid insights for healthcare strategy professionals in planning, business development, marketing, communications, and public relations. I'm Bill Klaproth. As always, thanks for listening.